Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 16th of October, 2010. We're visiting with Doreen Hannes. We're talking about government food tyranny today, the raiding of the seizure of cheese, the order to destroy cheese at the Morningland Dairy, and the raiding of Rawsome Foods, where they took possession of the cheese that was made by Morningland Dairy. And Doreen, you know, they came in this. When did this raid happen? It was earlier this summer, wasn't it?
The raid on Rawsome was on June 30th.
June 30th. Okay, that's what I thought. And I remember talking about that when it happened. And so they took possession of this cheese, and 55 days later they signed off on a test. Right. And at that point, what happened?
At that point, then the California Food and Department of Agriculture notified the Missouri Milk Board and the FDA that they had detected Listeria and Staph on two samples of Morningland Dairy's raw cheese. So then the Milk Board, on August 26, contacted Morningland Dairy and spoke with the cheesemaker. And the Dixons, who are the owners and general managers of Morningland Dairy, were coming back from the American Cheese Society convention in Seattle, and they were driving. So they were not present when the first contact occurred with the Milk Board.
Okay.
So they're driving back across the country with spotty cell phone reception and said, well, you know, just go ahead and cooperate. I don't know what the problem is. Just see what the Milk Board wants to do, et cetera. So what occurred then was that Jedediah Smith, who is the cheesemaker for Morningland, told an employee to cut samples of cheese. So that employee went in and wasn't sterilized and took cheese that was already cut and packaged, and by herself, with no instruction, drew scientific samples, quote-unquote, of cheese. And that cheese was then sent to the lab that the Missouri Milk Board contracts with. Okay, so it was like a recommended by owner deal, sent to a lab by the agency requesting that, you know, the one that they use all the time, that they're under contract with. So, at any rate, when the Dixons learned about how the samples were taken, because it was completely improper, it was actually against statute, because the Milk Board investigator was supposed to supervise the sampling so that it's done properly,
right?
And it was not, and the chain of custody was not kept accurately. It was given to an adult child and then given to another adult child and then dropped off at the lab, and it wasn't by any employee.
Okay, hold it right there. We'll talk about, pick it up with the chain of custody when we come back from the break. Stay with us. The longer segment to come next. Stay with us.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Doreen Hannes, and we're talking about the raid on Rawsome Foods, actually, earlier this summer, and, of course, and how it pertains to Morningland Dairy, who's now been ordered to destroy 50,000 pounds of cheese, which my understanding is, Doreen, that nobody's ever gotten sick in 30 years of production, right?
No reports of illness. No allegations of problem with the product. Nobody's reported a problem, and there have been no illnesses.
And yet the government has come in and ordered them to destroy cheese based upon
right.
supposed testing. You were talking about the chain of command
right.
Before the break, the possession of the cheese as it was on its way to being tested?
Yes, sir. And, you know, it's supposed to go by protocol. It's supposed to be very procedure-oriented so that there is less of a chance of cross-contamination or improper handling, et cetera. But it was this test that Morningland did was botched at the outset because, number one, we're talking about an employee with zero instruction on how to properly take samples and also a person who lives with a hospital worker. So they were not clean when they started. They didn't sample properly. They cross-contaminated. They didn't clean the knife. They didn't, nothing was done properly. Okay? And to top it off, these improperly done tests cost about $2,300 to
Wow.
Morningland. Okay?
Wow.
So they did these tests, and these tests came back with bad results for the most part. However, this is where it gets interesting. The Milk Board, in their 10-page order to destroy and recommendations, stated just categorically that all 14 samples that were taken were contaminated. Well, that is a patent untruth because there's staph present in this cheese, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there are allowable levels of staph, and staph is everywhere. And so no one in this country has gotten sick from staph since 1987. You have to have in excess of a million colony-forming units per gram to become ill from staph. But they lowered the standards on staph, on allowable staph, in like 1994 or 95 it was. So it used to be 10 to the 6th power for staph aureus in cheese, and they dropped it down to 10 to the 4th power. Well, all of Morningland's cheese did have staph aureus in it. Two of them had 10 to the, well, one had 10 to the 5th power and one had 10 to the 6th power. The others were all under 10-4, which is the allowable limit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then
there were other things that were violated too. By the way, I just want to be clear about this because they were, weren't they supposed to leave part of the cheese in the possession that was tested? Isn't it Missouri law to
that's off. It's California and Missouri state law that if, like the California Food and Department of Agriculture, they conducted this test, they are supposed to take that sample of any quote-unquote contaminated or suspect and send it to the manufacturer to have them be able to test it themselves. That was not done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Morningland has actually offered to test all their cheese before they sell it on the market.
Yes. Yes. Actually, I was there twice. I went over because they're about 45 miles or so from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty rare that, you know, an activist like myself actually gets to witness an FDA investigation in progress.
Right.
So I went over there to just be eyes on and to see what was happening. And they didn't, twice I witnessed Morningland offer to destroy all of their packaged cheese, to say this is not for human consumption at all. And then to test every single batch of uncut cheese that they had, and once it was said, we'll take that back to the board and see what the consideration of the board is on that. And the next time, they categorically denied them that opportunity and said, it's all suspect. Now, let me explain the process a little bit, because most people aren't familiar with cheese making.
Sure.
What they do is they have a large vat, they make a batch of cheese, and then they put it into blocks that are 40-pound blocks. And then it gets wrapped and gets put into the cooler to age for 60 days. Then when that cheese is ready to be sold past 60 days, they take it and they slice it into, you know, half-pound blocks, 1-pound blocks, 5-pound blocks, or 10-pound blocks. And then the stores or individuals purchase that cheese, and it's packaged in less than 40-pound blocks. So Morningland was willing to destroy everything that they had packaged and just test the batches of cheese that were in there that had not been cut before they would sell them. They were told they could not do that. They had to destroy it all because it was all suspect. And this is the problem. We're not dealing with real science any longer, Darren. We're dealing with superstition.
Mm-hmm.
We have some standards that are just not scientifically accurate at all. For instance, on Listeria, there are thousands of strains of Listeria. In Listeria monocytogenes, there are numerous serotypes. There's one serotype that is virulent, one that will make you ill, and the others are innocuous. But in the United States and in the UK, we've adopted a zero tolerance for Listeria, period. And yet it's present in about 70% of the environment.
Yeah.
And in Europe and elsewhere in the world, they have a 100 colony-forming unit per gram limit. And that is, it doesn't make anybody ill. Nobody gets ill at 100 colony-forming units of Listeria M. But in the U.S., we can't have any. And here's the way that the tests are done. They said on these tests that it was 99% probable weakly positive.
What does that mean?
That's exactly right. What does that mean? It means they detected it in an unknown amount, therefore it's unallowable.
You know, it's important to point out, too, I think, the FDA did come in and look at their facility, didn't they?
Yes, they sure did. They were there for 3 days doing swabs.
So what did they find out of that?
They found that the facility was entirely clean.
So well within the standards of the government for
yes.
that facility.
Yes.
But let's go to the phone lines and let's take Mark in Texas. Mark, what's on your mind? Oh, Mark dropped. Okay. So anyway, we got this situation where the Food and Drug Administration comes in, they swabbed the facility. The owners, the Dixons, were out of town at the time that the initial raid took place. And why don't you pick it up? You were talking about the chain of custody and the fact that they had offered to test all of their cheese, all of their mm-hmm. packaged cheese, actually all of their cheese. They offered to destroy their packaged cheese.
Right.
What? And of course, the government said no, right?
Well, they said no, that everything had to be destroyed. And the issue is that they already... Oh, here's another one. You're going to love this. The FDA issued the voluntary recall notice before the owners of Morningland issued a recall notice, before any of these tests that were improperly done that Morningland employee did herself mm-hmm. were done. So the FDA, which does not have mandatory recall authority, issued a recall stating that it was voluntary before Morningland issued the recall.
Now, there was something else about the two samples tested in California.
Yes.
I remember reading that Don Falls of the Missouri Milk Board didn't follow up on those, that the people at the farm
okay.
were urging
yes.
him to do so, and he said, no, you just need to concentrate on doing the recall.
That's right. Yeah,
that
what happened?
I was just going to say, that almost sounds like they had made their minds up that this is the direction that was going to take, you know, and it didn't matter what the procedural process was.
Well, the issue really is that the procedural process does not exist, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
I kept on asking, what is the protocol? Where can I find the order that things are to occur in? It doesn't exist. It's all up to the investigator. Now, here's the issue. The FDA issued a recall before the company issued a recall because the company wanted to have specific information, and they wanted to recall the two batches that were suspect, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the FDA didn't want that. They wanted them to recall their entire year's worth of production. So the FDA went ahead and recalled everything that Morningland had made, although most of it had been consumed, and again, nobody had become ill, and there were no complaints about it. So the FDA issued this recall, calling all of their year's worth of production back, and then came in and did all of these environmental tests and found them clean, and I'm sure they were hoping to find them dirty so that they could be totally shut down, because the goal of the FDA is to prohibit the consumption and distribution of raw dairy products.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Milk Board then was basically told by the FDA that they had the final say on it. But the committee for the Milk Board to get the final say, to say when this company could resume business and what processes they would have to go through to resume business, had a committee of three state agencies and the FDA.
Okay, hold it right there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got David in Rhode Island. And if Mark in Texas wants to call back, we'll take you as well. 800-313-313. 9443, and we're also going to tell you how you can help these folks out. Stay with us.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back here on Govern America. We're visiting with Doreen Hannes, and we're talking about the Morningland Dairy situation where the government has ordered them to destroy their property, destroy their cheese. They were dumping their milk. During this whole process, they've just undergone an enormous financial strain. And if this continues, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be forced out of business.
Yes.
And we know that ultimately that's the small family farmer is under attack in a major way today. And this is just another example of this. David in Rhode Island, go right ahead. David, are you there?
I was just reading the Patriot Act, and under like a certain section, I'm looking at it right now, about biological agents and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my computer just crashed, so I'm just trying to get back to where I was.
Well,
and under that, it says, under bona fide research, and if it's naturally occurring, and, I wish I had it on right now, but
can you remember what the basic tenets of the whole point was?
The basic tenets of the point was that if it's not naturally occurring, that any form of dispersal or whatever is illegal. It says it right in the Patriot Act. And I was wondering if that could be used against Monsanto, because in a form, when you have pollen that's cross-pollinating, that's a way to transfer. I don't know what I'm saying.
As a dispersal, the pollen is a dispersal mechanism?
Yeah, like that. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you mean.
Well,
I don't know.
Right, well, let's move on then.
John, sorry about that.
That's okay. John in Massachusetts.
So, how you doing, Darren? How you doing, Doreen?
I'm good.
Doing good.
I just wanted to thank you for having this program, Darren, because I've been reading Doreen's pieces on Newswood Views, and I'd like to congratulate her on the yeoman work that she's doing to waken up the people on this stuff here, because this government is totally, I'm just going to say it, it's totally evil. It's out of control. It doesn't want people to have the choice of being able to consume raw dairy products, especially raw milk, and if anybody does even just a rudimentary study or research into the benefits of raw milk versus the junk that they're passing off, pasteurized and homogenized milk, which is horrible product. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable what these people have to endure, you know. So I'm glad you're having this program. I'm glad that the people are realizing that this government does not want the people healthy. If they wanted the people healthy, they wouldn't go after raw milk. It's as simple as that. It's not, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to put things two and two together, you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
So well, I just wanted to...
That's all you had there, John?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys.
All right, thank you very much. Yep. Appreciate the call there. You know, and that's a very good point. You know, I mean... people are being made sick on purpose, and, you know, it's very frightening to watch all of this happen. Vicki in Idaho. Go right ahead, Vicki. I don't know what's going on today. Vicki, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Hi, good morning. I came in late, so I don't know if you discussed this or not, but I'm wondering why, if this dairy is not engaged in interstate commerce, I'm wondering why they didn't just throw these FDA people off their property.
They are engaged in interstate commerce, and they
better stop that then, because otherwise the FDA will shut them down.
Well, it was the Missouri Milk Board. It was a state agency, wasn't it, Doreen?
The state agency basically does the bidding of the FDA, because all state agencies, and it doesn't matter what branch they're in, have memorandums of understanding and cooperative agreements, which are effectively contracts to meet federal agency initiatives. So the Milk Board is getting its strings pulled by the FDA in this instance, and they are doing the bidding of the FDA. Now, this dairy has been in business for 30 years. What they do is they milk a small herd of cattle on the same property, and they transfer the milk from the bulk tank in their milking facility to their cheese plant, and then make cheese there, and they ship it to stores nationwide. They have 23 stores within the state of Missouri alone. And they also sell directly to consumers via mail order. So they are engaged in interstate commerce, because they sell to grocery stores, health food stores, things of that nature. And they are a licensed and registered facility. Now, the issue here is, if you have an entity like Morningland Dairy that has an allegation of a problem, the FDA, the Milk Board, they shut the whole thing down, make them dump all of their milk for 6 weeks before they can be approved to send it into commercial pasteurized homogenized chain, and totally destroy the company. Whereas if Kraft or Dean Foods has that problem, they've got an allegation of contamination. All they do is tell them to recall that batch, and that's it. So we have an unjust system that has an objective, and that objective is to destroy the small entity and to destroy free enterprise.
There you go.
Well, let me tell you, I just...
Okay, hey, Vicki, can you hold on with your thought there? We got to take the bottom of the hour break. We have Vicki in Idaho, and also Mark in Texas is back. Stay with us, Mark. We'll get to you as well, and we'll finish up. We got another half hour to go, folks. I hope you're seeing the importance of this today. Stay with us and get a pen and paper. We're going to also tell you how you can help these folks out. Don't go away. Govern American continues here in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time here, and we'll go back to the phone lines. Vicki, you had another point or question?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to tell her about the FDA. They've just given a grant for to fast-track innovations and for regulatory science, quote-unquote. Hmm. And the FDA has gone global. And their idea is that they have to send inspectors out to foreign countries to inspect to make our food and drug system safe. So I assume the reverse is true, that there are foreign inspectors here in the United States inspecting our food and drug and whatever to ensure that it's safe. So what I would do, I would file a FOIA with the FDA and ask if there are any foreigners involved in the process of defining regulation, of inspecting, and anything of that sort. I mean, see if you can expose them mm-hmm. for the global agenda, because they're going to be putting everybody out of business, you know, on all levels.
I can tell you what the global agenda is very quickly here, but it's not actually pertinent to Morningland per se. But the Global Food Safety Initiative is what is driving an awful lot of this. You've got on the corporate side of it, the Global Food Safety Initiative. What that is a set of standards and guidelines designed to make everything, once certified, accepted everywhere. And what they are doing is they want traceability all the way down to the seed level and good agricultural practices, which are not good, but are constraining and onerous for the farmers that try to produce food, to be followed all the way. What good agricultural practices require is that there is a technician in charge of your farm that tells you what to plant, when to plant, how to water, how to harvest, how to transport, and all of that, all the way along the line. Everything has to be inspected. They tell you what to fertilize with, when to fertilize, keep records of all costs, and that is being driven by 70% control of the global grocery sector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the setting of standards is effective management. They're taking over management of your property, of your assets, of your business. So,
well, the Global Food Safety Initiative is the corporate driving side, and then you've got the government driving side, which could be argued as corporate as well. But the government driving side carries the penalties and fines of enforcement along with it. So this is a recipe for global famine.
Yeah, I wish there were some lawyers out there, some attorneys that had some sense of what America is about, because these are foreign. This is foreign law being imposed on the American people. You know.
Right.
But anyway, that's all I had. Thanks very much
for the call there, Vicki. God bless you. Let's go ahead and take Mark in Texas. He's been holding for a long time. Mark.
Good morning to you two. These folks, they're not trying to corner the market. They're trying to corner the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
These Frankensteins have come out, and they tweak the genetics just a tad in cahoots with the government so they get a patent. They're putting a surcharge on the building blocks of life.
That's right.
Is exactly mm-hmm. what they're doing. The government has to eliminate competition now that they're in bed with these yahoos. That's why they're going after the natural foods. They have to eliminate the competition to maximize the profits of these Frankensteins. That's all that's going on. They're cornering the farmer's market.
Yep, that's right. I don't disagree with that. Do you, Doreen?
I don't disagree at all with that. The only issue is, what do we do about it, and how do we do it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's us three get together this afternoon at my house. We'll have some nice iced tea, and we'll rewrite the Constitution. Instead of saying we the people, we'll say us the people, and we'll claim it ours. Now, it might not be, you know, grammarly correct, you know, with proper grammar, but, hey, what they're doing to the food supply ain't exactly correct now biologically now, is it either?
No, it isn't correct.
We just rewrote the Constitution, claim it as ours, and Arnold gets some hemp paper, and we're good to go. God bless you two for what you're doing. Hopefully this will get out there a little more in the mainstream, because this has got to be put on the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Talk to
you soon. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate it. You know, I don't want the hour to slip by, Vicki, or I'm sorry, Doreen. I'm looking
okay.
at the screen. I don't want the hour to slip by without giving us a chance to give out the information on how to help these folks. Basically, they have some friends of the family. And by the way, I just want to point this out. We were very willing to have the family on due to the ongoing legal issues. They thought it was probably best not to do media right now. So we just want to point that out. But some friends of the family did point out or did set up a website where they can help. What are they asking folks to do?
They're asking people to simply support the family. Now, what the issue is this is $250,000 worth of their inventory that they are being asked to destroy by the Missouri Milk Board.
Is that just the cheese? That's just the cheese, right?
That's just the cheese.
That doesn't count all the milk that they've dumped and all the profits that they've lost from that, right?
No, sir, it does not. And they also have not been able to make cheese. So if they destroy all of this, they then have to make more cheese, and it has to age for 60 days.
So it's going to be quite a while before, even if they're able to resume operations, before that they're able to get any product to market.
Absolutely.
Not to mention also the legal expenses that are undoubtedly going to be racked up, because when you have to try to mount a defense, especially against a government that has unlimited deep pockets, you're really it's a David and Goliath fight. But it's a fight. It's important to point out that all of us have a stake in it, because if they can do this to Morningland, folks, no farm is safe. No family farm is safe.
That's right. That's right. And as you were saying, now, unfortunately, I don't have computer access, but if you do, if you could give people the Uncheese Party site.
Yeah. I got it right in front of me, actually.
Excellent, Darren.
It's uncheese-party.webs, as in spider webs, more than one, webs.com. And what you're going to find there, ladies and gentlemen, is they're asking folks to sponsor a cheese. Now, you're not actually buying the cheese. I want to make that clear. I don't think that they're able to do that. But what you're actually doing is trying to make up for the cheese that they're not able to, sell, so that they have some form of being able to keep going and hopefully get out of this. So what they're asking folks to do is the price, the average price per pound is $5. Now, I think most folks can still afford $5. I realize that we've been so prosperous in this global economy that's been engineered for us that people are getting poorer all the time. But I think most of us can still afford $5. And if you can possibly do more, certainly that would be welcome as well. They have a PayPal account, and they're asking folks to send a PayPal donation if possible, or, the PayPal, I guess the PayPal address is morningland@centrytel.net. Once again, that's morningland@centrytel.net, or you can send your sponsorship checks or money orders directly to the dairy. Just let them know what the amount of the money is, what the money is for, and, certainly a note of encouragement would help, would be appreciated as well. These are very dark times for them. There's a lot of stress going on there at the farm, and I'm sure you can attest to that, Doreen.
They're handling it really well. They have very deep faith, and they are handling it very well. But nonetheless, nine families were dependent upon Morningland. There was a goat milk supplier and his family of eight children, and then several employees, some of them part-time, a few of them full-time, the cheesemaker and his family, and, of course, the Dixons themselves. Mm-hmm. So a total of nine families have now been put out of work in central Missouri, where we are very economically depressed here.
Yeah.
And it's... I mean, I'm not trying to, play a little fiddle or anything.
No, I understand.
But it is extremely difficult to make a living wage in central Missouri. And we have beautiful views. We've got great water. We've got a lot of freedom compared to a lot of states. But we don't have economic opportunity really very much at all here. So Mr. Dixon went back to his former job of being an electric contractor, and he's going out of state to work so that he can support the family while their business is entirely shut down.
It's incredible. Just absolutely incredible. The address, folks, if you want to mail a check or money order, I highly encourage you to do this, even if it's just a small amount. We're asking everyone if you can. And I don't ask you for money. It almost never happens on this broadcast except to support the network, which I ask you to do anyway. But we're asking you to step up today and try to help these people out. It's a very worthy cause. Once again, it's your cause. If we don't stand with these folks, if we're not willing to support the family farmers, then we might as well just give up and surrender to anything that comes along. So the address is Morningland Dairy, 6248 County Road, 2980. Mountain View, Missouri, 65548. And I'll repeat that again.
Morningland Dairy, 6248 County Road, 2980, Mountain View, Missouri, 65548. And the email address, once again, you can use for PayPal, or you can drop them a line of encouragement as well. Morningland@centurytel.net. They're asking everybody to at least sponsor a cheese, and if you can do more, that would certainly be wonderful, absolutely wonderful. These folks have lost thousands of dollars, and they will continue to lose thousands of dollars as legal expenses mount up, and so any help that you can give these folks would be most appreciated. So,
sure would.
Doreen, is there anything else that you wanted to add? You know, because I wanted to get back to the to exactly what was going on. We talked a lot about what's happened. You know, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's kind of an additional here. Now,
the cheese hasn't been destroyed yet, right?
The cheese has not been destroyed. What happened was they were given the order to destroy the cheese on October 1st and told that within 3 days the Missouri Milk Board would contact them with how and when the cheese was to be destroyed. And so Denise Dixon and I worked together and put together an objection to the order to destroy and offered a remedy again for, you know, the cheese so that it would be certain that it was safe for consumption,
mm-hmm.
and sent that out on the Internet and also to all of the applicable officials, the elected as well as the non-elected officials. And the next day, last Thursday, the Dixons were served with notice to appear in court from the Attorney General of Missouri the next day for a restraining order against their own cheese and an injunction against them doing anything with their cheese whatsoever. So
basically what the government is asking them to do is to wait and let the government agent show up and destroy the cheese in the sight of the agent, and using the method that they tell them to use.
Yes.
And that's it, right?
Yes. And they didn't give any description as to how it was to be destroyed. And then the Attorney General's office gave that notice on Thursday about, I guess it was 11 o'clock in the morning. And they were to be in court at Circuit Court the next day on Friday at 2:30 p.m. and had exactly that amount of time to mount their defense, as it were, against their cheese being injuncted and destroyed. And then at 4:50 p.m., the Attorney General's office called and said they canceled the court date. So they were told on Friday, destroy the cheese. Said no, they didn't want to destroy it. They wanted to follow sound science and actually test their cheese before their wealth was destroyed. And Thursday told to be in court, and Thursday afternoon told, okay, court's canceled. Now it's in limbo. We don't know what's going to happen. But the way that these things typically work, Darren, is when the state agency does not get the federal agency's desired goal, the federal agency steps in. So we can look forward to the FDA coming down on Morningland. And meanwhile, they do Colby cheese as well, and that cheese does not age well. And so the Colby will be bad. Now, the cheddars, those will just get sharp and sharper and sharper as they age, but the Colby is not going to be usable at all.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I mean, it's so frustrating to me because there isn't due process involved in this, and the procedures are not transparent, and there is no reasonable assurance that Morningland is even going to be able to resume business if all of the cheese tests clean.
Yeah, I was just going to say a moment ago that the expenses don't even stop then. That 10-page order from the government actually included a number of quote-unquote recommendations.
Yes,
for them,
sir,
to upgrade their facility. And
yes,
reading through this, and I read all 10 pages, this thing is, the stuff they're asking them to do is going to cost, we're talking about major renovations, aren't we?
Well, some of it is simply ludicrous. A few of the, a lot of the suggestions are decent suggestions, actually. But one of the suggestions is that after every milking, they entirely break down their pipeline. That's about a 3-hour process. And it's not going to help in food safety, because when you break down something, you end up dropping a gasket on the floor, you end up dirtying the thing up.
Right.
So, you know, some of these things are ridiculous. For instance, the positive airflow system. I spoke with a guy who is familiar with that, who's worked in industrial engineering, and he said that for the size of the cheese plant there, it would be about $15,000 to put in a positive airflow system.
Yeah. So, you know, and then there's a other building. I think there, I remember reading some building renovations.
Yes.
And stuff that would cost more money as well.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got to take another break. We have Steve from West Virginia. We'll try to knock the call out on the other side of the break. Stay with us, folks. Final stretch of the broadcast coming up here with Doreen Hannes here on Govern America.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
All right, we're back. Home stretch of the broadcast. Real quickly, Steve in West Virginia, you'll have to be real brief, but go right ahead.
Darren, we've bought cheese from Morning Line for 25 years. I want to say that there is no injured party in this case. There's no good evidence there's any problem with the cheese ever. And that the real problem is we have a rogue agency. The FDA is the problem we need to get rid of.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Can't argue with anything you said. So you're not sick as a dog?
Never. In fact, we used to keep our own herd of dairy goats to have healthy milk for our children.
Well, there mm-hmm. you go. Customer, folks. And once again, all the tests, you know, Morningstar, I want to reiterate, Morningland has offered to test all their cheese before they sell it. And still the government is continuing to persist with this direction of taking away their livelihood. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else, Steve?
It's just plain government harassment, and I think it's government is the source of the problem. We got to realize the FDA works for the drug companies; they do not work for us.
Yeah, and the federal government works for the food multinational food corporations as well. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we got Tom. We got Tom on the line. Tom, go right ahead.
Good morning, Doreen. Tom Ritter here.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
I got a question. This is election year. Is this in Joanne Emerson's district?
Yes, it is.
So why don't we spin the heat up on her and see what she can do about it? And what about Chuck Ferguson? Has he come to our aid in Missouri?
Yes, Chuck Ferguson has come to our aid here.
Naturally. But what about Joanne? What can we do to put some pressure on her to do something?
I'm not really certain at this juncture because she is, you know, federal, and the FDA has closed their investigation for the moment on Morningland. So it's a behind-the-scenes push via the cooperative agreements and the MOUs. I did ask Emerson's office for all FDA agreements with any Missouri Department of Agriculture or the Health Department. And they were supposed to get those to me, and I have not received them yet. So maybe if a bunch of people ask for it.
Yeah, I think maybe we should flood their office. I'm sure she can do something, even if it is still at the state level, but I'm sure she could help if she wants to.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. I'm all for political power leveraging.
I think that's the only thing that we've seen that proves that it works in Missouri is we got to put pressure on them.
Yes, Tom.
Thanks for doing what you do, Doreen.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Doreen, we just have probably about a minute left. You have any parting thoughts there? Anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I just want to encourage people to get very proactive about their food. Go out there and meet farmers. Go to a feed store and look on the bulletin board there and see who has what in your general area. Start networking with individuals for your food. Because with the way that things are economically, we have got to take responsibility, Darren. If we don't, we will be hungry, and we won't have anyone to blame but ourselves.
Absolutely. We got to get organized, and we got to educate people further. And so I want to thank you so much for being with us. It's been a very fast 2 hours. We'll certainly have you back, and hopefully you'll have a more positive news to share. And maybe we can have the family on with you to share that positive news. But, folks, once again, the address, Morningland Dairy, 6248 County Road, 2980, Mountain View, Missouri, 65548. Or you can send a PayPal donation at morningland@centurytel.net. Highly encourage you to do so. And if you can't do anything else, just sponsor a cheese for $5. But if you can do more, that would be fantastic as well. Thanks, Doreen. And
thank you.
Her website and the story that's related with all the information and documentation is up on our website at governamerica.com. Join us again next week. We'll have Bob Chapman. In the meantime, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless you, folks. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bless you.
It's true.